Praise God. How are your mornings been good? Amen. I just loved, just as soon as our breakout started and everyone was in circles, I just sensed once again the presence of God in this place. I mean, it's just like, oof, just came right in. My message last night was today, right here, right now. And part two, today, right here, right now, God has come and He has met us and is continually meeting us in this place. He has just, there's just something that's going on here that you can't articulate, you can't really put your finger on it, you know. It's like trying to chase a gnat around, but in a good way. God's just doing something. So they're just little capsules here and there. He's just encapsulated Himself and just dropping these little capsules in each one of them. So they're sacred. The Lord told me on the onset of the conference that this was a holy convocation, that this was more than just a little cute little gathering with decorations and some good food, but it was holy. And I believe that we have sensed that. We have felt that coming together. I believe, too, and I mean, God has just been giving me all of these downloads where is it at? I want to say it's Isaiah 35, but I could be wrong. But He talks about God is doing a new thing. A brand new thing. Will you not know it? Will you not see it? Of course, yes. He wants to reveal it to us all. Rivers in the desert. Roads. He wants to show us the path that He has for us. And He says, for us to not look to the past. The past has been great. I mean, we can look back and say there was some bad past. But we can look back and we can long for the day when that happened. When I acted like this or I moved out like that and God did this and oh, I want that, blah, blah. Those are wonderful times. And we cherish those moments. But God wants to just elevate that. He just wants to take it up even higher. And I just sense that so ever so strongly. And through one of my times in prayer, this word, inroads, came to me. And I'm like, inroads. We're making inroads. But I looked it up. I couldn't find it anywhere. And so finally I went to Webster and I said, you know, define me. Define inroads for me. So this is where the word inroad comes from. It says, an inroad is a combination of in and road. Pretty simplistic, right? Both are, they're mundane words. There's nothing much to those as far as the word goes. But the first and the oldest meaning of inroad hints at the meaning of a road other than the way for traveling. We've been talking about paths, right? The ancient paths. So this inroad is a road other than like the one you would travel on. But the beginning, back in the old English, this road referred to an armed, hostile incursion made on horseback. So it's a military term, inroads, and it's a sudden hostile incursion. It's an advance on someone or something. That's what an inroad is. You can also say that the army of heaven presently is and has been making inroads to the enemy's camp. And I believe that from the moment we opened up these sessions last night, that inroads, that there's wedges, that there is a mighty force that we have been we have been bulldozing down. We're not just trying to shovel the devil out. No, we are steamrolling him to pieces. We are making inroads in the spirit. The word tells us that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. There is nothing that you can do naturally in your own strength, in your own mind, that could conceive, that contrive, or make up, or do that would affect the enemy. It's a waste. It's a waste of your energy. There's no power in you, in me. There is no power within us. It's not by our own might. It's not by our own flesh, but it's by the Spirit, says the Lord. That's God's decree. It's by His Spirit. And we have seen, oh my goodness, praise God, our time here has been Spirit-breathed. The breath of heaven itself, God's breath, has been breathing out upon each one of us. And I just so want to impress that. And I don't mean to have an ugly face and be all tense. It is just so in me that God, the Almighty God, cares so much for each one of us that He has come and made His abode with us this weekend. Hallelujah. Soak that up. Do you not sense the presence of God right here? Do you not? I mean, like, I feel Him in my extremities. I feel the presence of God here. So it's not by might. It's nothing that we could have done. It was through the Spirit. Oh, the gracious, loving Spirit of God, in that He loved us, that He came. He came to meet us here because He loves us so much. He didn't want us to flounder. He doesn't want us to be destitute or feeling all alone. And he wants to gather us just like a, it says in the Word, just like a hen gathers her chicks. Just like a mama. All the mamas in here, how you gather your chicks, you know, your babies. Mine are all grown up, but they're still my babies. And I love to gather them together. I love when we're together, all snuggled up. And that's our Father. He just loves us so much. He loves us so much. And He says that the work that He's doing, it's not by I got to get my notes. You know, I was back over there, and He's like talking to me. I'm like, okay, I want to write it down. So you know, our fight, if you will, the things that we struggle with, they're not against flesh and blood. They're not. You know, sometimes we think they're against our husband. We think that our fight is against our children. Will they ever just listen to me? Will they not just get it? Or to our people that we work with, that we're over or we're under, we're like, you guys don't get me. It's not the flesh that we're warring against. It's all spiritual. It's spirits in high places. The thinking of the world, its principalities, its powers of darkness. And that's all in Ephesians 6, if you want to go there. But it says right before Paul talks about that, he says to put on the armor of God. Because the war that we are waging cannot be fought in the flesh. It can't be overcome in the natural. But we need the Spirit. And at the tail end of that scripture, because that's verse 11, it says to put on. And then in verse 12, it says that we're not warring against flesh and blood, the principalities and powers. And then 13, again, the Spirit of God says, put on the complete armor. And praise God that He does not leave us hanging, because right there, put on the complete armor of God, He lists what that armor is. He lays it all right out. He doesn't miss a beat. We're not there going, oh my gosh, the armor. What's the armor? I don't know. Do you know the armor? He said, I'm supposed to put it on, but I don't know. Where is the armor? I don't know what the armor is. No, he lays it right out. Let's look at the armor. I don't know where we're going with this now. I'm totally out on the limb. Okay, so now we're going to put on the whole armor we're looking at the Amplified, and I just lost it. So it's Ephesians 6:13, I believe that the scripture I'm wanting to read is, "Therefore, put on the complete armor of God, so that you will be able..." Oh, this is good. Okay, so how important this is. This is why we're going here. It's so important. Okay, so we're not going to go there yet. Take it off the screen. Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to back up. Last night, what a powerful word of God. What a powerful word of God. Chains were broken. Healing was brought. God did some great things last night. He spoke His heart to us. The hidden things. Oh, wasn't that good? That He cares so much. That He knows and He wants. I was speaking to someone today and they were just sharing their heart and what God had revealed to them is that in knowing about, we talked about an ailment. We had there was a growth on the back, and the revelation that came to her was that no, there's nothing. It's not cancer. There's nothing. It's just a mole. Everything's fine. But God said specifically to her, the reason that was said for her was because God wanted her to know that He knows those hidden things in her heart and how much He loved her. He confirmed that there was not sickness and disease there, but He confirmed that it was His love. The love. And that was so much big in me last night, was just the love of the Father. He cares about us. Oh, so deep. My cherished bride, my heart for you is so large. My arms are open wide. Come and spend time with me. Come and be at my feet. Come and sit at my side. Oh, there's treasures there. There's beauty there. Oh, there's beauty. There's beautiful things for you there. Treasures untold at my feet. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us. Thank you for your love for us, oh God. So He says to put on the complete armor of God. And why? Why? So that we will be able to successfully. He wants us to succeed. God is for us. He is not against us. He wants us to succeed in our path, in our walk with Him. So He says He wants us to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger. And having done everything that the crisis demands, praise God, He gives us and equips us to do everything that the crisis demands. There isn't anything, there is not one thing that can come against you that you cannot stand up and resist and come against and be victorious over. Not one thing. Do you understand that? I want you to know that. I want you to be empowered today that there is not one thing that the enemy can put at you that you cannot resist, you cannot stand, that you cannot be victorious over and succeed. Not one thing. Not one thing. And then he goes on to say, for us to stand firm. And I tell you, that's probably the most difficult part, is to stand firm. But you can do it. You can stand firm. And when you stand firm, that's when you see the salvation of God. You stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. So we have to be fully prepared. How do we become fully prepared? The presence of God. Times like this. Every day we come before the Father. And what is it? What does the scripture say in Jeremiah 6? It says, when you come to the crossroads, ask. Ask, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to say? Every single day. Every single day. Just like the children of Israel, every single day, God brought fresh manna. He brought a fresh word. He brought fresh food for them. What happened yesterday, the word they received, the food they received was no good. It was no good for that day. God has a word. He has manna. He has fresh food, fresh fire for you every day. But you got to ask. You can't just expect it just to fall from heaven. You just can't expect things just to go. It's relationship. It's fellowship with the Father. That's what it is. That's all it is. Fellowship. And oh, as I said, the hunger and the thirst that comes when you're in the presence of God. He is the revealer of secrets. Not only the secrets that we think we have buried that He wants to expose and heal and bring relief to, but He has secrets for your future that He wants to show you, that He wants you to bring you to. Where is that? He does, and I wish. But He does. He has things for us. So these things come in His presence. They come spending time on our face, on our knees. I don't care what your posture is, but you make it one of reverence before God. If pacing the floor brings you closer to God, then pace. If it's sitting in your comfy chair, then be there. But find your place and be in the presence of God. Because there's riches untold for you there. Riches. You know, God, the inroads, the army, there is an army of heaven, and there is an army here on this earth of God's, I just believe, we as women, God's daughters, we are a vicious army. We are tenacious. We can stand up under anything that the enemy tries. Have you looked at yourself lately? Have you looked at how capable God has made you to be? You manage a home, you run a family, you work, you clean, you do all of these things. I mean, the list all of us could go on and on and on. And some days we think, God, how can I even do this? How can I bear up? Look at my husband. He doesn't do half of what I do. But God has created us in such a way. We bear children. Oh my gosh. He's made us incredible. So just marvelous that we are made. So I just want to empower you to know who you are in Christ. I don't care your age. I don't care if you're 16 or 92. It doesn't matter. God sees you as His beautiful. beautiful child, as his daughter, pristine and glorious in him. And the plan of God that he had for you at whatever age still resides. It's still in plan right now. And all he's saying is just come on back. Come on, let's work it. Let's work the plan. Let's work what I put in your heart. Do what I put in your heart. You're going to be happy and you're going to succeed and have much success. You know, if you're feeling frustrated and you're feeling like you're not making any inroads in life, in spiritual matters, then you need to just back up. Back up the truck and figure out what God said to you last. Find what God said to you last, and then you better start doing it if you haven't done it. Because when you start doing what God says, then you are going to see victory on the other side. And all your frustration's going to go away. There's going to be peace. There's going to be peace and tranquility. Just like a great spa day. That's how I just feel like I've had a spa day. It's just glorious. I'm just so at rest. I'm so at peace. There's just nothing that can come against me that's going to affect me. I have been with a great massager. My feet have been soaked. My head, my thoughts. All of that, as I said last night, that wonky, crazy thinking that doesn't line up with the Word of God. He's just massaged those thoughts out. And you ever get that when they massage your head and your eyes just roll up? That's how I feel. I'm just like, oh my God, you're so awesome. Praise God. I think I could go on and on for days, but I will stop. What we're going to do now is we're going to have some praise and worship, okay? Mostly praise, because I just want us to go out here knowing that we can, excuse me if I'm going to say it, kick butt, okay? That God is on our side and we are winners, all right? His love for us is great. My music team is coming up right now. We're all going to get into position. So I want you to get your praise on, and we're just going to glorify God for what He's done this weekend. Amen.